Israel's military says it's investigating how a Hezbollah drone was able to kill four soldiers at a camp south of Haifa. Dozens more were injured. According to figures from the Lebanese Health Ministry, meanwhile, 51 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes yesterday. Israel and the United Nations continue to trade accusations over the role of peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. For the latest developments now, we can go to Sky News Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle. Alistair, more details have been emerging about that drone attack on an Israeli army base. What's now known?
Well, in some respects, it's what's not known, which is concerning the Israelis the most. And what I mean by that is that how did this drone evade their sophisticated air defenses? How did they not shoot it down? And did Hezbollah just get lucky by striking not just a military base, but the dining hall that was full at the time? Or did they have some knowledge of what they were trying to hit? So that those unknowns are concerning the Israelis. What we do know is that it did a lot of damage. Four soldiers killed, all 19 years old, and dozens wounded. So the biggest attack in terms of numbers of casualties from Hezbollah against Israel in the last year.
At the same time, Israeli air attacks on Lebanon continuing over the weekend and into today, and some of them in the north of the country.
Yeah, Israel is still on the ground, pushing through the villages and towns of southern Lebanon. It is still striking other parts of the country as well, deep into Lebanon, particularly around the Bekaa Valley, and some of the routes that they believe that Hezbollah are using to smuggle weapons in via Syria. One area that has not been the subject of airstrikes in the last 48 hours or so is Beirut, the capital, which has seen so many airstrikes over recent weeks. There has been a rumor during the rounds here that the Americans, President Biden, has told the Israelis to lay off Beirut for a bit. That's been denied by Israeli officials, but certainly we haven't seen an airstrike in Beirut for at least a couple of days.
At the same time, we have this back and forth between Israel and the United Nations on the situation in southern Lebanon and on the role of UN soldiers there. Have there been any developments?
The Israelis, generally speaking, don't trust the United Nations. As a body, they have often accused them of being anti-Semitic. In the case of Gaza, they have accused UNRWA, the UN body that operates in Gaza, of being closely linked to Hamas. And when it comes to Lebanon, southern Lebanon, UNIFIL, which is the UN peacekeeping force established after 2006, which includes at the moment some Irish soldiers, the Israelis have accused them of being bullied by Hezbollah in the past and not doing their job to prevent Hezbollah from occupying southern Lebanon. So the relationship between the United Nations and Israel is poor, even at the best of times. They have asked, I say asked, Netanyahu has demanded that UN soldiers leave the area and pull back. They say for their own safety, but the United Nations have said they won't leave the area, I suspect, because they believe that if they were to leave the area and leave the bases, they wouldn't get back there.
Alistair Bunkle of Sky News, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Well, the escalation of hostilities in Lebanon means the situation in Gaza has received less attention. However, Israel has increased its bombardment of northern and central Gaza. The Strip's health ministry says at least 62 people have been killed over the past 24 hours. These include the four people who died in a strike on the Al-Aqsa hospital. According to Israel, Hamas was using it as a command and control centre. And Israel's military says it's investigating how a Hezbollah drone was able to kill four soldiers at a camp south of Haifa. Dozens more were injured. According to figures from the Lebanese Health Ministry, meanwhile, 51 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes yesterday. Israel and the United Nations continue to trade accusations over the role of peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. For the latest developments now, we can go to Sky News Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle. Alistair, more details have been emerging about that drone attack on an Israeli army base. What's now known?
Well, in some respects, it's what's not known which is concerning the Israelis the most. And what I mean by that is that how did this drone evade their sophisticated air defenses? How did they not shoot it down? And did Hezbollah just get lucky by striking not just a military base, but the dining hall that was full at the time? Or did they have some knowledge of what they were trying to hit? So that those unknowns are concerning the Israelis. What we do know is that it did a lot of damage. 4 soldiers killed, all 19 years old, and dozens wounded. So the biggest attack in terms of numbers of casualties from Hezbollah against Israel in the last year.
At the same time, Israeli air attacks on Lebanon continuing over the weekend and into today, and some of them in the north of the country.
Yeah, Israel is still on the ground, pushing through the villages and towns of southern Lebanon. It is still striking other parts of the country as well, deep into Lebanon, particularly around the Bekaa Valley, and some of the routes that they believe that Hezbollah are using to smuggle weapons in via Syria. One area that has not been the subject of airstrikes in the last 48 hours or so is Beirut, the capital, which has seen so many airstrikes over recent weeks. There has been a rumor doing the rounds here that the Americans, President Biden, has told the Israelis to lay off Beirut for a bit. That's been denied by Israeli officials, but certainly we haven't seen an airstrike in Beirut for at least a couple of days.
At the same time, we have this back and forth between Israel and the United Nations on the situation in southern Lebanon and on the role of UN soldiers there. Have there been any developments?
The Israelis, generally speaking, don't trust the United Nations. As a body, they have often accused them of being anti-Semitic. In the case of Gaza, they have accused UNRWA, the UN body that operates in Gaza, of being closely linked to Hamas. And when it comes to Lebanon, southern Lebanon, UNIFIL, which is the UN peacekeeping force established after 2006, which includes at the moment some Irish soldiers, the Israelis have accused them of being bullied by Hezbollah in the past and not doing their job to prevent Hezbollah from occupying southern Lebanon. So the relationship between the United Nations and Israel is poor, even at the best of times. They have asked, Netanyahu has demanded that UN soldiers leave the area and pull back. They say for their own safety, but the United Nations have said they won't leave the area, I suspect, because they believe that if they were to leave the area and leave the bases, they wouldn't get back there.
Alistair Bunkle of Sky News, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Well, the escalation of hostilities in Lebanon means the situation in Gaza has received less attention. However, Israel has increased its bombardment of northern and central Gaza. The Strip's health ministry says at least 62 people have been killed over the past 24 hours. These include the 4 people who died in a strike on the Al-Aqsa hospital. According to Israel, Hamas was using it as a command and control centre, and an